On the keyboard, of course, the official organist of the Boston Red Sox, Josh Cantor. I'm Scott Simon. Welcome to Only a Game's 20th anniversary show. Bill Littlefield grew up in Upper Montclair, New Jersey. He was a fan of the New York Giants and the great Willie Mays. Bill played baseball, hockey, and tennis. He was never mistaken for a prospect. Bill moved to Boston in 1972, and a little over a decade later, he found himself covering the Boston Red Sox and interviewing the biggest names, the biggest stars. Bill wrote poems from the start, though he calls them doggerel. Well, dogs have good ears for poetry, don't they? Poems are a fine way to celebrate some of sport's most unlikely moments.
It wasn't God. He can't take sides when two teams come to play. But who's to say the gods weren't present on that fateful day when Flutie spotted Phelan through the wet Miami air and as the clock ticked down to nothing, launched that final prayer.
On the strength of such lines, Bill was asked to create a weekly sports program.
From WVUR, I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is Only a Game.
Now, that's not a voice and delivery you'd confuse with Al Michaels, is it? Bill Littlefield wouldn't say, "Do you believe in miracles?" He'd go, "You know, a lot of skeptics think that miracles are scientifically insupportable." His spirits picked up when it became apparent that Only a Game was going to last. And since then, Bill has interviewed some of the biggest names in sports, including Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Julius Erving, and Serena Williams. Here's what Dr. J told him when Bill asked when he first knew that he could fly.
Probably when I got to high school, and I dunked the ball in a basketball game as a junior, and I was one of the players who was coming off the bench. You know, the crowd went crazy, and that was probably the first time I felt like I had flown.
That's a good clip. Another time, Bill asked Serena Williams what she thought when Wimbledon acknowledged that they had an inclination to put the most physically appealing female players on center court.
Obviously, I feel like I'm super hot. I don't think you can get better than my body, so let's face it, you know.
Bill and his talented crew have created a show that delights, informs, and distracts listeners across the country. Bill Littlefield has been thoughtful, but not stuffy, knowing without sounding know-it-all, and a lover of sports who sees its weak spots and appreciates the way that sports can uplift us and often infuriate us, and I think always amuse and entertain us. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Bill Littlefield.
Thank you. Thank you very much.